This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning on your Friday. Good morning, Anna Murph.
Good morning, Dean Murphy.
And
good morning, Joysters, and the cast of thousands that are in the studio with us this morning. We've got our work experience child, Andrew, and, of course, producer Tim.
Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Shane, out there doing the news. Is that it?
That's it.
Like Johnny Young.
You look a little bit like Johnny Young.
Yeah,
now, listen,
I do.
Big week, Anna Murphy. I'm exhausted. Been down at the World AIDS Conference all week.
What an amazing event.
I know. AIDS 2014. Been amazing. Listen, it is the last day of it today. So if you get a chance and if you work in the city area near the exhibition centre,
pop on in.
Pop in. It's the last day of it.
Check out the Global Village. Free to enter, free to all. Go and have a look. Say hi to the
Joysters. The food's not free, it's a little pricey.
I don't know whether you needed to.
But you got to make bucks somehow. Anyway, It was a great time down there. We had a really good time. Every day with Joy's been broadcasting, doing some really good stuff down there.
15,000.
15,000.
Visiting. Thousands daily. Get down there. It's a great vibe. Mm. And you never know who you'll see. Yesterday, if you were in the Global Village, you would have seen Bob Geldof.
Yes, Bob was
walking
around.
And he's going to be back there again today, so you never
just
know.
Walking around and swearing and carrying on. And I met Michael Kirby, the Honourable Michael Kirby, the other day.
Did you?
Yes. What a lovely man he is.
I met quite a few people. Can't remember any of their names, but they were lovely. Mm.
I think I was on air and referred to Bill Clinton as Bill Gates the whole broadcast.
So, okay,
anyway, Bill Gates may have been there.
I don't know.
Mm. No?
Wasn't.
No.
But that's okay.
Anyway, congratulations to everyone involved because it has been a major, major event. And what started out, with a little bit of a somber tone with some of the delegates passing away in the crash. When we got there, it was there was a lot of positive energy and it was great. It was just a really good
day. Yeah, I think it's become more, let's focus on a celebration of life rather than. I mean, there's some very nice things around that you can pay your respects to those who lost their lives last week.
There was a lot of really flirtiness touching. I noticed down at the conference.
Oh, I'm walking through there and with Dean Murphy just getting beamed everywhere.
It was lovely.
You're not down there to pick up, doll.
No, you're not. Hey, listen, we've got a massive show this morning, guys.
Yes, we do.
We've got heaps to give away, lots of stuff happening, but the most important thing this morning. Hugely important things around the world going on.
We do know that.
Today, this week, forever. But one of the most important things to us is that it is imperative that we hit 1,000 likes by 9 a.m. this morning. Now, it's been a major task the last 4 weeks.
We did say the end of July, but we're not going to be on next Friday.
We're not on next Friday, so officially, sort of.
This is like the Joy Radiothon. It goes an extra bit after the show, but we would like to get to 1,000
likes. It would be nice to do it by 9 a.m. this morning, but we have given ourselves a golden ticket that we can sort of push it through till Thursday next week. But if you can do it today, it would be really good. We're on 885, Anna Murphy.
So exciting.
And do you know what we might do? We might ruffle around the prize cupboard and see if there's a prize that we can give away to the 1,000th like.
See, that's what happens when no one else is in here.
It'd be better than a pancake parlor voucher.
Yeah.
Not that the pancake parlor voucher is
good. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing at all.
Lovely.
Mm, lovely. But we'll try and see what we can get.
So today is all about give so they may gloat.
That's it. It's
very self-serving, we know. But we like to achieve goals.
Absolutely.
Come on.
Yeah. We just want to be able to gloat about something. So
a couple of middle-aged siblings sitting here shooting the breeze. Come on. Help us.
We need all the bloody help we can get. Moving along. In Hong Kong, Anna Murphy, 15 McDonald's eateries are hosting weddings. We started the program because many customers tell us that McDonald's is where they first started dating, spokeswoman Jessica Lee said. The packages range from budget options of $370 to a deluxe package of $1,290.
Right.
Includes two-hour venue rental, 50 invites, an apple pie cake display, and a pair of McDonald's balloon wedding rings.
Right.
Isn't that fabulous? Now, listen, I was reading that and I'm thinking, didn't you happen to pick up a 19-year-old in a Hungry Jack store?
Yeah, now I'm seeing now where I went wrong because it's clear to me that Macca's for matrimony, HJ's for...
I think we can go there. It's a bit early.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
12 Something minutes. Something in the jobs.
Hello, Nigella Lawson here. I just heard about the Murphy's Give So They Make Gloat campaign. At first I thought, my apple crumble pie just got 200,000 likes in one afternoon. What on earth are they doing wrong? Then I realised those dulcet tones of the Murphys are so soothing. You could almost be asleep before you typed Facebook into your browser. So come on, let's do it together, shall we? Firstly, take your index finger and just suck the tip of it. No reason, really, apart from the fact that it's very sensual. Seductively start typing facebook.com/Murphy's Law Radio into your browser. Like a secretary waiting for the boss to burst through the office doors and throw you over the desk to ravish you. Oh, back on track, Nigella. Then when you are on their bland and rather uninspiring Facebook page, much like Jamie Oliver's career, click the like button. Did it turn you on? Turn me on. I wish you could do it again and again and again with me, but you can't. So get your friends involved and support this worthwhile cause. Give so they may gloat.
Well, we have gone up in the like department since we've launched Give So They May Gloat this morning.
That's right.
We're chasing 1,000 likes. Oh, God. It's been a hard slog, hasn't it?
We don't have any shame.
Do you reckon Dry July is hard? Try getting likes.
Well, let's not talk about that.
All right. So if you want to do it, all you got to do is jump on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Murphy's Law Radio, and help us. Help us push it over the line this morning. Then we can stop talking about
it. If anything else, just stop us whinging about it. It'd be great. We could all relax and get on with the show.
Absolutely. Now, listen, here's what we're also going to do this morning. I've just read this article. Tennis players such as Maria Sharapova, who grunt as they hit, you know, hit the ball, make the ball go faster, apparently, according to researchers. They've basically said that if you grunt, you hit the ball faster.
I'm not happy about that at all. Because I find it very difficult to watch the tennis as it is at the moment. If you are in another room, it sounds like porn's going on in the background.
It does, actually.
If everyone starts, it's going to sound like mating season with the wildebeest. It's ridiculous. It's but tennis.
It's interesting.
You don't need to make that noise.
No, some of them do grunt. Some of them just moan. And some of them are able to play quite well with just quietly.
So. And this made us think here at Murphy's Law about a hard-hitting discussion that we'd like to have with you, Joyce.
Well, listen.
And that is, are you a quiet achiever? Are you a grunter or a groaner in the bedroom? There you go. We've done it. It's 7:05.
Okay, so let's throw it out to the people, should we? Basically, we've got a little prize to give away. It's a pancake parlour voucher.
Lovely.
Lovely. If you want to get it, all you've got to do is send through 0427JOY949, honoratjoy.org.au. Are you a grunter? Are you a moaner? Or you're a quiet achiever.
Yeah.
So that's
how you play the game,
That's
kids.
How you play it, people. You know how some topics we get no responses because they're too hard-hitting?
Oh, yes.
We've taken it down to gutter level again, and they're coming through thick and fast.
That's the formula for success at Murphy's Law.
Steve from Braybrook.
He said, bedroom a quiet achiever, sex in the car or someplace naughty, definitely a grunter. So now it depends on your location.
Yeah, could well do, actually. Okay. This one comes through.
Morning, rat bags. Happy Friday. I'm a bit of a quiet achiever. However, my boyfriend is a squealing pig.
What they're doing now is they're changing the tone of the competition, aren't they? They
don't
really do want
that
pancake parlour voucher.
How do the two worlds collide? Like, if you've got said squealing pig and said quiet achiever,
opposite
is it awkward?
Attract. Yeah, opposite track. Peter said, I'm a moaner, but I'm not a whinger. Simon said, quiet achiever, but the boyfriend is a grunter. Another one. There you go. Wow. Okay. Send it through 0427JOY949, honoratjoy.org.au. Chance to win that pancake parlour voucher.
I was actually with someone once that was so quiet, I thought he was dead.
Hello, this is Ricky Martin. I believe that Give So They May Gloat is a wonderful campaign that comes straight from the Murphy's heart. When they talk about the Facebook, you can hear the passion and the energy that they deliver with it. It is beautiful to hear the magic that takes place on Friday morning. I would like to announce that if you help them reach 1,000 likes this morning, I will take the Murphys on tour with me, my next tour, called I Put the S Into Sexual World Tour. So go on, head to facebook.com/ Murphy's Law Radio and give so they may gloat. It makes you feel so good right in your bosom.
Are you having a good one so far?
Oh, are you asking me?
I'm asking everyone, actually. Because we have gone through the roof with likes. We haven't quite broken 900 yet.
Oh, it's
in our
close.
Give so they can gloat campaign.
I can feel it
it's
in my waters.
Very good. We need 1,000, though, people. If you've got time, just to pull the car over on the side of the road and grab your app and
just to make
like.
Two old raging agents happy.
Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, listen,
we're not really sure what happens at 1,000 likes, but
no.
You could be part of that, people.
We don't know whether we get a car park from Facebook or a little photo on the Facebook head office wall or I don't know, $1,000 would be great.
Imagine that, our faces on Facebook wall. That would be nice, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, great. Scottish woman walked around with a 5-inch sex toy inside her for 10 years without realising it was actually there. Can you believe that? 38-year-old woman arrived at hospital complaining of severe weight loss, shaking and lethargy.
Of course,
and,
yeah, of course, yeah.
She also experienced a little mild incontinence for a few weeks.
Oh, really?
On further examination, doctors were shocked to discover a strange foreign body protruding into her bladder.
See, this makes me irate.
Why? Why is that?
As if you're going to lose. Well, how drunk were you?
She was pretty drunk.
That's ridiculous.
She was pretty drunk, which makes me think to myself.
Like it's a big object. It's 5 inches of plastic that you just, don't know it's there until extreme weight loss. Was it protruding through your ribs, love? It's so stupid why you haven't been to the doctor in 10 years.
No.
It's a ridiculous story. It's annoyed me.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got another game to play on the back of
we
that.
We might as well. Thanks. You're over your rant yet? Oh, God. Not only has that woman lost a foreign object up
her... It's a dildo.
A dildo. Let's throw it out there this morning. Not only has she lost her dildo, but she's been persecuted by you.
Lost her dignity.
On a gay radio station.
I don't care.
No, you don't, do you?
No.
Made me think, though, what have you lost in a really...
What have you lost in unusual places?
What have you lost in a funny place? Let us know your thoughts. 0427JOY949. Yes.
Recently have found about 14 pens, 3 highlighters, 4 nail polish colours under my couch.
Oh, there you go.
Because I'm a cat.
Yes.
Clearly I don't vacuum under the couch. Don't judge me.
No.
I'm not the one losing plastic things up at Hoosie What's It.
That poor woman. Something funny that caught my eye in the paper this morning. You know, the British are quite nuts, aren't they?
Quite totally, kooky. Yes.
What's well, there's now? A British inventor has undertaken his biggest project yet, firing a fart across to France.
Oh.
That's right. Colin, well, we won't say his last name. Colin, because of his little plan, he's got 500,000 subscribers on his YouTube channel. Now, what he's done is he's designed this massive sort of machine, and he's going to park it on the cliffs of Dover.
Right.
He's going to point it towards France. And it just lets out a massive sound. But by the time it gets to France, it sounds like just a big fart.
Yeah, see, look, I know, like I applaud his attempts, but I don't think it's the longest distance that that's happened.
What do you mean?
I did one in Toorak the other day, and I'm pretty sure they heard that in Auckland.
Thank you, Shane. What was that story about the swimmers? Were they brother and sister?
Yeah, well, a brother and sister who are in the team, Emma and David McEwen.
Yep.
Emma took a gold in the 200 women's metres freestyle, and David got a silver in the 400 metre race, and Emma got gold in the 4x100 metre women's relay
that
broke the world record.
Well, clearly Emma's the better swimmer in this story, but what we thought was interesting was another siblings doing
here
it.
We go.
They're doing wonderful things for their country, and now we're just begging for likes.
Get them in on the show.
We bloody well will.
You've become newsreader/publicist.
And program director.
Program director.
Love it. My favourite MP or senator at the moment is Palmer United Party's Jackie Lambie, who was on radio last week and basically just let it all rip. And she requires in a partner they must have heaps of cash and they must have a massive package between their legs.
Now,
How honest is that?
I just want to know what she's bringing to the table. Or should we not ask?
No, I don't think we should ask. No.
Okay.
People are eating.
That's not the point, is it?
Scott sent through. We're doing a little competition now, basically, obviously Michael Bublé CD. But Scott sent through a partner can't smoke, must have clean teeth.
Oh, that's
fair
enough.
He requires in a partner. That's pretty good.
I think that's fair
Simon
enough.
Said they must douche. We'll move right along. And
right.
Tony said must barrack for Collingwood and they must love donuts.
Oh, well, see, I don't need the donut bit, but Collingwood supporter would be good, although then you run that very, 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 very big risk of them not having any teeth.
yes, that could be right. Just on 8:30, here's Shane with the news headlines.
It's 12 degrees, heading to a top of 15 with a few showers. We're at 901 likes on the Murphy Law Facebook site.
So exciting!
It really is.
Please like the site. You know, Anna's getting a bit desperate here.
Desperate.
Hi, this is Delta Goodrum from The Voice. The kids' voice, not the big people's voices. That was stolen by the singing budgie. My good friends the Murphys are doing a Give So They May Gloat campaign to raise awareness for hungry baby eagles who have been abandoned by their mothers and have fallen out of trees. Oh, hang on. Sorry. That's just a song that's in my head ready to go for my next hit album, Children of the Unicorn. The Murphys are chasing 1,000 likes by 9 a.m. this morning and they only need about 100 more. I remember when 1,000 people used to like me. I dreamed to have them back. Head to facebook.com/Murphy's Law Radio and click the like button. Come on, give so they may gloat.
We have gone up again. I'm very excited here.
It's very exciting.
It can be done. It can be done. We've gone to 903 likes.
903 likes. I think that's a bloody big congratulations to everyone. Oh,
absolutely. And people are probably thinking, what did we get to helping out? Well, actually,
what we have done so far on our Facebook page to thank those who have liked so far, we've put, not only have we put Bear Grylls and Zac Efron with no tops on, if you scroll to the bottom of it, we've also added in Bear Grylls and Channing Tatum.
Did we?
Yes, we did.
Wow.
See? Don't think we don't give you anything for these likes, people.
We're pimping out celebrities.
We are.
To make our likes hit 1,000.
Zach, our favourite.
It's quite good. We had a message from someone who said, a little thank you to those of us who liked you way back in the piece when we were aiming for 100 likes.
Oh, thank you for sticking with us.
Well, thank you very much. But we have moved on. We're at 903
now. Now, Amy has actually raised a very good point. I looked at your Facebook page. Where's the women content? Zac Efron, not my soul, unlike.
All right.
Don't unlike us.
Okay.
We'll find, what?
All right, chicks.
Nicole Scherzinger? Will that do it for you? That'll do it for me.
We'll get on to the producer right now.
What about?
Actually, Colleen, why don't you send through who you want?
Yes.
Let us
get
know.
Get on board.
Get on board.
Tell us.
Tell us who you want. That's a way to do it. And if we post it, you have to like it. That's the thing. Not like the photo, but like our page. Yeah?
Didn't we put Zach with Michelle Rodriguez? Would that help everyone?
Absolutely.
Or is that going to upset someone?
Oh, no, I think that's upset everyone. Because I think they're now dating. She was a power lesbian.
Well, I just sort of thought that
he always thought was gay.
She's
and it's
hot,
not,
he's
of,
hot.
Now I don't know what's
they're
going
together.
On. Cross-pollinating. Who knows?
A little thing about nature getting back, as we like to discuss.
Oh, yeah, nature gives back. I love
on
that.
On this show, during the week, I found this delightful.
What is it?
There's a tree that was planted in Los Angeles, Griffith Park, in memory of the late Beatles guitarist George Harrison.
Yes.
That's been killed by beetles.
What? What do you mean?
Isn't that ironic?
It is ironic, actually.
Like, you know, the pine tree had grown more than 3 metres in a decade only to succumb to bark beetles, known to attract Really? Really?
Yeah, it was always going to happen.
Are you going to do a memorial to a beetle with a tree that can potentially get killed by beetles?
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.